This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Our dear friend Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. It's great to hear his voice. Captain John Reagan's with us in Studio D, Dallas. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good. Is it Monday? Good morning, John. Is it Monday already? That's how we start. Captain John Reagan and I place the call a few minutes before the broadcast. We check each other's pulse. And it always starts out with, is it Monday already? Oh, boy. Well, John, meet up tonight. Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin will be at Jimmy's Egg at 4:45. To 8 p.m. And Silent Night will be there. And I'll be there. I'm going to make it to the meetup tonight to introduce Dr. Sergey Sorin to the meetup group. And for those who haven't met Dr. Norman Shealy, I'll introduce him as well. So it's going to be an educational night. Tax deductible if you start your business, any kind of business, and this meetup becomes part of it. So I suggest you consider doing that. So, John Reagan, I am at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and I suggest our class go there as well. Click on the news tab. Yeah, I want to share something with you. Over the weekend, John, we had a day and a half of sunshine, and it was warm enough such that the rain would and the puddles would evaporate. And we could cut the lawn, you know, cut down the first 10 inches of the lawn. And so we have a couple Cub Cadet lawnmowers here. They were my mom and dad's. One of them's 12 years old. One of them's 54 years old. The 54-year-old lawnmower, Cub Cadet, has original tires on it. And they hold air. And you can ride around, and as a matter of fact, the tires look, the tread looks almost new. Now, it's on its third engine, so it's been used a lot, but the original tires. The 12-year-old one, tires are dry-rotted. And you might think, well, you know, they're stored differently. Nope, they weren't. They were in the same garage. And then we moved them to the same barn. It's not like one was in the sun and one was not in the sun. That's not the case either, because there are no windows in the barn. And they were out of the sun. So what we're finding out is these cheap Chinese tires that are on these new lawnmowers don't last worth a darn. We've had the same experience with a wheelbarrow. Cheap garbage Chinese tires on the wheelbarrow from Sam's Club. They last about a year and then they fail. I can't imagine that happening back in the 1960s where somebody would buy a product and it would fail in a year and that company would still be around to sell products. Now it's okay. Well, heck, that wheelbarrow's a year old, and you know the wheelbarrow's like $60, and go to buy the tires for it. Has two of them, and the tires are $35 a piece. This is nuts, and that's what we're experiencing. So I just wanted to share that with you. And one other thing, John. I hear people are more angry than they've been in a very, very, very long time. They are so angry at the government that they are using derogatory term to refer to the president, and it refers to his color. I have never heard that in all but the last few weeks of his reign. I haven't heard people refer to him by this derogatory term before. You know, they would refer to him as Barry, or the golfer, or the president, or Obama, or Barack Obama. But they never referred to him by this derogatory name. Now they're furious. And I think this is just a hint of what's to come. John, are you hearing anything like this, or is it just me? And by the way, I'm not looking for it. I'm not instigating this. I'm just hearing people say it. It just comes out of their mouths. All of a sudden, you know, we could be talking about a tractor, and all of a sudden, this word comes out of their mouth, and they switch to Barry, and they refer to him by this derogatory term. They're furious. You know, I can't say they shouldn't be furious. But this is the first time I've heard them call him by that term. And I've heard it over and over in the last couple of weeks. So, what's your thought?
Maybe they just self-identify as black, and then it's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Because, you know, there are terms for Italians and Germans and Chinese and Japanese and English. I mean, there are terms for every, derogatory terms for every group. However, And they can all be used. We can you know, use the, whatever we want to call the Italians or the Mexicans and Spaniards or whatever. That's okay. But not the blacks. Can't call them by the name that seems to be or was the most popular. That seems to be off limits. But that's the term that I'm hearing used to describe Barack Hussein Obama Barry Satoru lately. Because I guess people are furious that they're broke. They're furious that you can't buy an American-made tire tube in this country because we haven't made one in 12 years. And that leads to something called the high cost of cheap goods, right? The high cost of cheap goods. So you save whatever it is, the percentage on the front end. We don't make it here anymore. And it wears out, so you have to buy a new one and another new one and another new one and another new one. And then your equipment's down. And what a nuisance that is. Life was a lot simpler before we started buying everything from China. Thank you, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, and his wife, Michael. I'm annoyed, John. I really am.
It's really disturbing hearing about the wheelbarrows because you understand with more complex machinery, such as your tractors, you can have so many things go wrong from, you know, belts and hoses to hydraulic lines to transmissions. But a wheelbarrow is pretty simple, you know. It's a basket with a wheel on it.
Yeah.
And what the supply chain goes, what are you going to use as a replacement wheel?
Well, that's the problem. The problem is that the wheelbarrow is like, you know, around $60 from Sam's Club. And it's a stupid design. I think it's called begins with an M, like Mystic or Magic or some dumb thing like that. And you can't lift it up very high. You can't lift the handles up very high to transfer you know, a lot of the weight to the front wheel because it's got this safety to prevent it from tipping over or something. It's just the most poorly designed piece of garbage I've ever seen. So if you're in Sam's Club and you look at this two-wheeled wheelbarrow, forget it. Just forget it. The one to get would be a contractor's wheelbarrow, the old-fashioned one-wheeled wheelbarrow with the heavy wood handles. And the steel pan, that's the one to get. like 6 cubic feet or 6.5 cubic feet. That's the one you get. But it's going to cost about $100. But why spend $60 on one that will only last a year? That needs new tires after a year. That'll cost you $70 for the tires. And it's small and it's flimsy. I bought it from my wife because she really wanted to have a wheelbarrow. She thought, she looked at it and she thought it'd be good. What a great design, a new design. Well, it's really hard to improve on some of the designs that we've had around for 100 years. It's really hard to improve on some of these great mechanical designs that originated in the United States of America. And that's another thing. Whatever happened to the gardeners? You look around, and we don't have very many gardeners anymore. I'm talking about, some people have apartments, and you might see plants hanging from, from overhead railings or something, or the timbers or beams or whatever, hooks screwed in and plants hanging, or plants on the balconies, or plants on the verandas, or plants on the deck. You don't see that very much anymore. What the heck happened? We forgot how to do this? This is insanity. Well, you can always go to the store and get whatever you want, right? I don't think so. If you want incandescent light bulbs, you're going to have a tough time going to the store and getting them. I'm sorry, John. Did you hit my button or did I hit it?
I think I saw when I said, good morning, Vincent.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So it wasn't me. Okay. Where would you like to start today?
Well, we've only got a short period before the break hits. What I'm going to do when we get back is last week you had me on Tuesday to talk about the stuff we didn't talk about Monday, and we never got to that. And I'm only going to pull one item from last week, and that's the block ball and chain, which is what I'm calling the blockchain now. I really, looking back at things, believe Bitcoin was the beta test. And this ties in with the Internet of Everything and how your life will be controlled in a very short period of time. And I also want to finish off some thoughts I had on the discussion we had Tuesday, as we ran out of time on my rabbit trail there.
We did. Captain John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Meet up tonight. Jimmy Zegg, Norm Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, Silent Night, and I'll be there. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. I'm Vince Finelli, USA Affairs. And we've been talking about the blockchain. John, please continue.
Well, let me just back up to finish my Tuesday thoughts. What I talked about. How, you know, what I do with the Financial State of the Union, that we have an impossible situation. We cannot avoid a financial collapse. How that usually leads to war. And this time around, the United States homeland won't be spared like it was in World War I, World War II. And we can expect an attack. And the most bang for the buck is attacking our power grid. I went over four ways the power grid can go down. Three of those are man-made. You have EMP. You have the natural from the sun, CME, solar storm. You've got cyber attack, and you have physical attack. And one of the things I wanted to just briefly talk about, if you saw Armageddon, let's say the first 10 minutes of the movie I loved, the rest of it I thought was horrific, just unrealistic, you know, expectation of what the future is going to look like. And they had an EMP attack on the United States, followed by an invasion of foreign troops to go, U.S. Army, go door-to-door confiscating guns. And to me, that is the most ridiculous scenario, because that is so expensive in terms of dollars and or rubles and manpower. Why would you do it when in a short period of time you're going to have pretty much everybody die off from starvation? Now, if that is the scenario, when attacked by a foreign power, I would hope they would at least send units into the nuclear power plants along with diesel fuel so that we don't have all these power plants exploding and adding more radiation to the world. But if you look at, you know, why would you want to try and institute order in the United States after such an attack? You have certain Americans that, you know, especially the more competent ones that believe in freedom, those people make very poor slaves. And then most of the rest of the people are, you know, the incompetent Americans, they're pretty useless as slaves. So it's kind of like, why don't you just let them all die off and you come in and you take over all the natural resources? But even that, while it's a possible scenario that it's just an attack against the United States or a select number of countries, the problems we have are worldwide, whether it's, well, it's financially for sure. We have the drought causing problems with raising crops. We have a lot of crops that are having problems with diseases. So the food problems and financial problems are worldwide. I do not see how we get out of having a world war with one possible exception, and that's if they institute the one world government. It's kind of like the grid down where you lose 99.5% of the people within a couple of months after food runs out, and the food will run out within the first week or two. Losing the 99.5% of the people, to me, is the happy path, because you also would lose the technology. If you end up with the one world government, all this technology in place, it's kind of like, imagine Nazi Germany if they had had today's technology. It's just horrific to think about. And I've pulled forward one link from last week that's called The Block, Ball, and Chain. It goes to an article from ZDNet, which is a computer site, Six Reasons to Love Blockchain Technology. And those reasons are preserving intellectual property, serving as ultimate registry for Internet of Things, maintaining smart contracts, opening up manufacturing, providing clarity to global supply chains, and enhancing collaboration without intermediaries. And we'll discuss the implication of blockchain when we get back.
Okay, Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with John. I just took a quick look at the opening page of USAPrepares.com. And when you go to USAPrepares.com, it asks you if you'd like to participate in this poll. And the poll is about the USA Prepares Most Wanted and Club email. And it says, what are your top priorities for USA Prepares projects? And the choices are, there are six. Battery desulfator, which is a kit that we want to provide that will let you recondition your batteries and lead acid batteries, cars and trucks and so forth, maybe even solar panel batteries, that will let your batteries last way longer. Another one was the LED lighting strips kit. the kind that we prototyped for our home here in Missouri at the farmhouse. Another one is the colloidal silver generator kit. Next one is tinctures, natural remedies, and then a radiation detection kit. And then the last one would be, you tell us, other, okay? Number one, radiation detection kit. Now, that wasn't the way it was on Friday, okay? Radiation detection kit is number one. Tie for number two is the battery desulfator and colloidal generator kits. Number three is tinctures. And number four would be the LED lighting kit. So I just want to let you know, if you go to usapreparers.com, page number one, vote for your favorite, and that's the one we're going to try to make available first. Okay? So what kits? And we're trying to drive the price down to a very, very, very low price so that you can get these kits and improve your chances of survival. So that's at usapreparers.com, page number one. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, I think when people consider the blockchain, if they think about it at all, they think about how it would be used with money, but it goes so far beyond that. It would basically create a permanent record of ownership or transactions. It can even be used for your life. Every place you've worked, let's say every doctor visit you've had, every prescription you've had, every pill you took or didn't take, every place you drove, every phone call you made, it just keeps going on and on. And the notion that you could do or would have a black market operational, this does away with that, because everything that's manufactured would be put into the blockchain environment. I'm sure there'd be some exceptions for current things below a certain level, but certainly things like computers and printers and your phones, your books, gold and silver, all of those things would have to be entered in the blockchain. So, and I imagine they'd have a certain period of time where you don't have to prove ownership. Because realistically, can you prove that you bought a book or that you know, a coin or a ring that's been passed down by your parents or grandparents are actually yours? So they'll have this registration period where you blockchain it so they don't confiscate your gold and silver. However, you know, it doesn't do away with the difficult economic times. So the people that do have gold and silver will eventually have to convert it, probably at an unfavorable rate, into the digital currency in order to be able to buy food and the like. Now, I would imagine one of the other things would be blockchained or seeds, and then you'd update that as to when they were planted, and then you'd update that again based on the harvest. And, of course, you have, you know, the drones keeping track of what's growing, so they know pretty much what you're what food is there, kind of the same way that you'd say the IRS keeps track of laundromats. And this goes back years ago, you know, based on the utility usage. If the laundromat reported an income, since it's a cash business, that differentiated that from a certain percent, they'd get audited. And it's the same way here, is that if you're reporting too much or too little food, you can expect a visit from your friendly IRS agents or Homeland Security or whoever's doing the enforcing on that. And then when you eat or when you have dinner parties, you know, you've got the applications that keep track of what you eat. You have the smart plates, the smart forks, the smart fridge, and, of course, the smart trash can. And, of course, you don't want to throw away too much food, or that gets you in trouble too. So the absolute control of every area of life is all between the blockchain and the Internet everything that we have talked about on this show for more than 2 years now. Did you want to comment on that before we move on? Or?
Yeah. John, I was thinking about the governments, and they want, I was thinking about this over the weekend, the governments want what we have, literally. Whatever it is we have, they want it. And they take it piece by piece by piece until they get it. And in order to do that, they are using our money to build systems so that they can watch everything that we do so that they can take what we have and control our behavior, including terminate our lives. That's what I'm seeing, John. It's absolutely crystal clear to me that that's what they're doing. So here's an example. If you want to buy something, it has been, during the manufacturing process, it has been taxed through all the employees that work on it and the purchasing of raw materials and the fuels that are used and the transportation of the materials and all of that. It's all been taxed. Then when you buy it, they want another piece of that item, and that's sales tax. And they want another piece of it through the income tax. And then if it's an item such as what's considered personal property in many states, they want another piece of that same exact item. And that's taxed through personal property tax. So there's a whole bunch of taxes that have gone into the cost of whatever it is that we buy. And we don't realize it. So they're taking a piece of it at a time. And if we realize a gain on the sale of it, they want to tax that. And then if we're fortunate enough to have an estate that we leave to our family, they want to tax that too. So I really believe, John, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, that they want everything that we have, a piece at a time. What do you think?
Well, let me throw this at you. I believe this next version of blockchain will allow governments to place a freeze where you cannot transfer ownership of your item or give the government the ability to confiscate whatever it is, whether it's property or the digital currency. And, of course, you have very little recourse on that. And because this is the way that ownership will be proved, if you're in possession of anything that doesn't show ownership, then if you cannot provide the record for it, then you're in possession of illegal property.
And we talked about that with a little example many years ago, that if you get pulled over by the plague and they say license and registration, you open up your wallet and you've got four $100 bills in there, that is really suspicious. Like, where'd you get that money, boy? Where'd you get those hundreds? Obviously, they're stolen. Obviously, they're drug money. But if you have the electronic recording piece of plastic that lets you, walk around with credit lines of $5,000 on each of multiple credit cards, that's okay. But if you want the anonymity of those pieces of paper that's with green ink and black ink of dead presidents, or Harriet Tubman, that seems to be of concern, especially the ones that say 100 on them. It's unbelievable, John. And even those are serialized. The 100s. Well, all the paper currency is serialized. And it's trackable. It's amazing. Well, I'm resisting. I'm resisting to the best I can. I'm using cash whenever I can. I do not have a debit card. Why would I want a debit card? John, can you explain to me the purpose of a debit card? What would that do for me?
Well, they're going to be you know, pretty much worthless because the it'll probably be your phone that's your medium of payment method. But even today, when you use cash, especially if it's one of the big stores, they're probably have already done the facial recognition on you, so they know who you are and what you bought.
You know, you're talking about my phone. I don't have a phone. So now what?
You will.
I will have a phone? Well, wait a minute. Why have a phone? Why not just... Okay. Bert Bertonis and I, many years ago, were stomping around Missouri, and we were looking for alien technology. And he said, why don't we measure? We'll bring a frequency analyzer, spectrum analyzer, and we'll just see... If, because there were these buckyballs, and they were flying around, and we were going to set up these, this antenna array and kind of track these things. And he said, let's check and see what frequencies they might be using. And I said, why do you think they're using a frequency? Why don't you think they just know that these things are out there and they're scouting around, they're going to report back to the mothership? Why would they communicate? Why don't they just know? So in that regard, why do we have to have a phone? Why doesn't it just know? Why doesn't it just know what we bought or are buying?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and we've been talking about the blockchain technology. And John, my understanding is that you absolutely, positively have to have computers in the transaction system in order to make this work. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so then, that being the case, if the computers aren't running, or the network's not running, you know, let's say we'll call it the internet, if that fails at any point in the transaction process, or the local computer fails, or the database that is the the databases that are the repositories, I'm sure they'll be redundant, if they're not available, then the system stops. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And let's make it really simple. Let's say the electricity's. Let's say we have a brownout, you know, like Venezuela. Let's say we have a storm, like Superstorm Sandy or Hurricane Katrina, or all some of the storms that have pummeled the Northeast or the Southeast or the West or the Midwest. Or we have a CME, and we have an electrical outage. Will this thing work without electricity?
There's probably some things they can do that would make it viable, because now when you have a disaster, say like Joplin, they'll bring in these mobile units that allow cellular devices to communicate. And typically in these type of disasters, the devices are whitelisted, so only the government people can do it. But you can imagine just spreading that a little bit more so that businesses and consumers can use their cell phones, the text mode of it, for transactions. And that would also keep the blockchain intact. So I see ways that they would do of trying to get around that. But the other side, too, is, you know, since when do those in power care about any kind of inconvenience you would have?
Well, and I don't know of a single cell phone. I may be in the dark on this, but I don't know of a single cell phone that is battery powered with replaceable batteries that you'd get off the shelf, like AAA or AA or 9-volt batteries. All the cell phones that I know of have rechargeable batteries, and the newest ones can't take the batteries out of, like, you know, smartphones easily.
Can't take the batteries out easily. You've got to take the case apart. So, and usually a technician does that. So what I'm saying is, if you have a cell phone that is battery powered and you can't charge it because the grid's down, how's this going to work? Or do you just go to a charging station, you know, walk there, walk to your charging station, you know, where you want to transact business, and then plug your phone in for half an hour?
Well, you also keep in mind this goes hand in hand with the Agenda 21, 2030 type stuff where everybody is herded into cities. So you've got a lot more options from a control point of view.
Of course, I don't like anything that we're talking about. I mean, this whole thing, I got a rash just thinking about it. I don't like any of this, John.
I don't either.
All of those who are in class today are freedom and liberty loving individuals. We don't take direction very well. We want to do the right thing. We don't cause problems, but we do want to be left alone. And we don't want people spying on us, telling us that we ate too much of a specific food, that they won't tell us what's in it. You know, 'cause it's not good for us to eat that, but they won't tell us what's in it. Because Congress prevented us from knowing. So it's getting harder and harder to be informed consumers. Like, where'd your meat come from? Where'd your meat come from? Where'd the beef come from? Well, any of 13 or 14 countries. But how's it labeled? USDA inspected. How about that? John, what are we going to talk about when we come back?
Let me go into hour two where some of the more important news is.
Okay. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab, please, and follow along with the hour number two section. Captain John Reagan's with us. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.